I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Counselor Boggs?
Yeah.
Counselor Meyer?
Here.
Counselor Anderson?
Here.
Counselor Lazier?
Here.
Counselor Stone?
Here.
Counselor Egbert?
Here.
Mayor McKnight?
Here.
All present.
Any media here tonight?
Are they dogging me again?
Announcements. Please be sure to sign the sign-in sheet if you haven't already. Anyone wishing to speak before the City Council tonight on any subject matter will need to fill out a speaker form and turn it into the recorder. Forms are available on the sign-in table in the back of the room. Public comment. The purpose of the public comment period is to allow citizens to present information or raise issues regarding agenda items only. There will be a time at the end of the meeting for citizens to speak about off-agenda items. A time limit of 3 minutes per citizen shall apply. All citizens must come up to the microphone. Please state name and address. I don't have any agenda item ones.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Not at all.
Presentation, proclamations. I don't see any there. Okay. Consent agenda. Minutes from the May 11, 2015 regular meeting. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second. Moved and second to approve the minutes from May 11th. Is there any discussion? Vote.
Counselor Boggs?
Aye.
Counselor Meyer?
Aye.
Counselor Anderson?
Aye.
Counselor Lazier?
Aye.
Counselor Stone?
Aye.
Counselor Egbert?
Aye.
Mayor McKnight?
Aye.
Motion carries.
We are into the public hearing. This is a required public hearing for the state revenue sharing. The public is allowed to comment regarding the use proposed in the budget for state revenue sharing funds. I will now open the public hearings. Do any members of council wish to disclose any conflict of interest, ex parte contact, or personal bias? None. State revenue sharing. Call for staff report, finance supervisor.
Director.
All right.
I didn't change that one, sorry.
I'll change it.
Okay.
This is just an opportunity for members of the community to speak giving their concerns or on the uses of state revenue sharing funds.
He's
budget.
Not even. Yeah, they're on.
Okay.
Yeah, you're not coming through that very good.
Yeah, over time.
All right. This is an opportunity for members of the public to voice an opinion or. On the use of state revenue sharing funds within the budget.
So is there any public comment from anybody? Okay. Public hearing is now closed. Action items, general business. Ordinance number 1044, plan amendment, zone change, Habitat for Humanity, second reading and adoption by title only.
Or I could read the whole thing like last time.
Yeah, there you go.
Ordinance number 1044, Plan Amendment and Zone Change, Habitat for Humanity. An ordinance amending the City of Sutherland zoning map and comprehensive plan map from industrial to residential, comprehensive plan amendment from L1 light industrial to R2 medium density residential to allow for residential use of the property identified and described herein.
Okay, so staff report, that would be Vicki up there.
Good evening. This is a second reading of an ordinance that you heard at your last meeting. There was a public hearing, and first reading of the ordinance was unanimously approved by council. This is to consider the second reading and adoption.
Is there a motion?
I move to approve the second reading and adoption of ordinance number 1044.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the ordinance number 1044. Is there any more discussion? Go ahead and vote.
Councillor Boggs?
Aye.
Councillor Meyer?
Aye.
Councillor Anderson?
Aye.
Councillor Lazier?
Aye.
Councillor Stone?
Aye.
Councillor Egbert?
Aye.
Mayor McKnight?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Ordinance number 1045, authorizing issuance of revenue bonds, wastewater upgrade. First reading and adoption by title only. City Recorder again.
Ordinance number 1045, authorizing issuance of revenue bonds, wastewater upgrade. An ordinance of the City of Sutherland, Douglas County, Oregon, authorizing the issuance of revenue bonds to construct, upgrade, repair, and expand the city's wastewater treatment facilities.
Finance Director.
The loan the city is seeking with DEQ for the wastewater treatment plant upgrade will ultimately be backed by revenue bonds. And by Oregon revised statutes, it is necessary for the city to pass an ordinance authorizing the issuance of revenue bonds for the loan.
Is there a motion?
I move that ordinance number 1045 be approved as presented.
Second.
And moved and seconded to approve ordinance 1045. Is there any more discussion?
Have we found out how much it is that we're putting the bonds out?
We won't know until the final approval. This gives authorization up to $18,500,000.
So that's what this is, up to?
Up to, okay. But it's not a solid number.
Any more discussion? Go ahead and
Mayor,
vote.
I just want to be sure that everybody realizes that it's one reading and adoption. Okay.
Good with that? Okay.
Thank you, Debbie. Good job, Debbie.
Yeah.
Councillor Boggs?
Aye.
Councillor Meyer?
Aye.
Councillor Anderson?
Aye.
Councillor Lazier?
Aye.
Councillor Stone?
Aye.
Councillor Egbert?
Aye.
Mayor McKnight?
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously.
Resolution 2015.06, adoption of 2015/2016 budget.
Mr. Mayor.
Wait, I'll hear from the finance director.
You will, right after I insert a suggested, a recommended or suggested amendment to your budget. If you go to page 64, page 122, it's the Main Street Program Fund. We have been asked to hold that into abeyance until the former Downtown Beautification Committee became a certified Main Street program. They've achieved their certification so that they now can use these funds for matching grants and to do specialized downtown beautification projects, which is what this money is set aside for. So that being said, they are asking for us to disperse those funds to them this year that we've been holding for them. So in essence, you would move $13,160 from contingency to projects, and we will disperse that to SDDI as kind of committed to over 2 years ago.
Do they know what they're going to do with it?
I don't think they have a whole long-term plan. Maybe Vicki can, she's on the board, but I don't know if they put together a long-term plan for it yet. But they do now know that now that they're a certified Main Street program, they can use it for matching grants. So take the 13 and make it 25, for example. Never mind.
We don't get any minutes from those meetings, so we actually don't have any idea what they're doing, direction they're going, or I mean, it would really be nice to know that they're on the same page we are.
No, that's from my perspective, a very valid point. Nothing's to say that you can't move it up and have it expended contingent on them coming and making a proposal to you on what they intend to do with the money.
I think that'd be good because most of that money comes from the city, doesn't it?
Yes.
In some form or another.
Well, this
another.
Was, yeah,
surplus.
Metal sales.
Surplus,
yeah. Yeah, but still citizen funds.
Yeah, I kind of get an idea what they're going to do with it. So
do we want to amend the motion to say that?
What, was there a motion?
There was
no
motion.
Oh, there was, okay.
So, but good point, Mr. Mayor. Just make a motion to move this from contingency to projects with the caveat that funds will not be dispersed until a presentation is made to City Council showing them what they're going to spend money on.
Can we just leave it for contingency and do that as they make their...
I think it's made more complicated in terms of doing a budget resolution than bringing it back.
We still can control it.
Right.
I move to approve resolution 2015-06, adoption of budget with that stipulation that the city manager stated on the $13,000.
Second.
What was the amount on that?
Did you say? $13,160.
Yeah. Was there any more discussion?
Putting other money in contingencies that was in grants.
Yes, that was all taken care of, and I dispersed that to everybody. That amended proposed budget. Approved budget. Excuse me.
This might not be the time, but when would we talk about city manager's compensation? Would it be now, before we adopt the budget?
Chad, did you catch that?
Sure. I don't know what conversations you had at the budget committee, but you can certainly set his salary within the budget process. And if you have done that, whatever you adopt will be his salary. There's also nothing that precludes you from doing this later and simply amending the budget. I can't imagine it's going to require a full supplemental budget, but you know, you can certainly amend the budget at a later point in time to set whatever salary you guys agree to.
Should we make that an action item on the next?
Yeah, we could put it on the plate for next time if that's what you guys want to do. Is that agenda?
I agree.
Make a note, put that on your agenda.
I got it.
At the next council meeting.
Yeah. Well, and Chad agrees. Yeah. Okay.
Now, I was being facetious.
Yeah.
Me too. Well, that's
not real.
Keep it up.
Okay, any more discussion? Go ahead and vote.
Councillor Boggs?
Aye.
Councillor Meyer?
Aye.
Councillor Anderson?
Aye.
Councillor Lazier?
Aye.
Councillor Stone?
Aye.
Councillor Egbert?
Aye.
Mayor McKnight?
Aye.
Motion carries.
You didn't say unanimously that time.
Unanimously.
On the resolution 2015.07, certifying city services, finance director.
This is the first of two resolutions that are required by the state of Oregon in order to receive state revenue sharing funds. We've held a public hearing and we just need to adopt this resolution.
Okay. Is there a motion?
I'll move that 2015-07 be adopted as presented.
Second.
Resolution.
Been moved and seconded. For resolution 2015.07, any discussion? Let's go ahead and vote.
Councillor Boggs?
Aye.
Councillor Meyer?
Aye.
Councillor Anderson?
Aye.
Councillor Lazier?
Aye.
Councillor Stone?
Aye.
Councillor Egbert?
Aye.
Mayor McKnight?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Resolution 2015.08, election to receive state revenue sharing. Finance director.
This is the second of the two resolutions. It's just documenting that we have held the public hearings on both at the budget committee level and the city council level.
Didn't we have to state the amount that we're taxing?
That was in the resolution to adopt the budget.
Person, but we didn't state it, and that's why.
Yeah, it's in there.
Well, I know, but I mean, I was thinking we always had verbally stated.
I move to approve resolution 2015-08.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved to second in.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just wanted to check.
I just want to get a motion on the floor. Any more discussion? Okay. Vote.
Councillor Boggs?
Aye.
Councillor Meyer?
Aye.
Councillor Anderson?
Aye.
Councillor Lazier?
Aye.
Councillor Stone?
Aye.
Councillor Egbert?
Aye.
Mayor McKnight?
Aye.
Motion carries.
And we have Resolution 2015.09, endorsement of transportation and growth management, TGM grant. Finance Director.
Actually, Mr. Mayor, this was kind of my idea, so I committed to take the lead in it. Essentially, what we've done is we're working with DLCD and ODOT to apply for a potential $120,000 grant to master plan lands on the west side of the freeway, essentially going south of Duke all the way to exit 135, that would have all infrastructure, streets, land uses, and other citywide services, kind of master plan where we would update our wastewater, transportation, water, and other system master plans, and have kind of a snapshot picture of what we think those lands could develop into over the next few years. This was of particularly importance to DLCD when we explained that the intent would be to retract Ford's Pond lands, returns a portion of those lands to the UGB, outside the UGB, relocate that UGB, and reassign residential lands to this area of town. So this marries up with that land use project and is at this stage being positively received by ODOT and DLCD. As a result of that, we are all ready to submit the grant. ODOT has looked at it and approved it. This is kind of the last piece in which the council recognizes that we're willing to move forward with this project.
So the grant is for $120,000?
Up to $120,000. They're going to counsel us in the process.
Is that in the resolution?
I don't think the dollar amount's in the resolution.
Can we put it in the resolution?
I'm not sure. If the actual dollar amounts in the resolution or not.
No.
This just says that you authorize and support the staff applying for a grant for those purposes. What those purposes would be, $120,000 is the maximum that they told us.
Okay, can we just put that in the resolution?
Mm-hmm.
You
can put that in section 2, where the city will maintain the funding to be a match necessary for this grant, a grant for which will not exceed $120,000. And I said that well.
What's
you
get that?
I know. Could you say that again?
You could say, let's get a is there a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Okay. Go
ahead. And with the
stipulation of $120,000. So what's our match to that?
It would probably be $12,000, and it could be in kind and in kind and actual cash.
And do we have to have this in place before we do the Ford's Pond swap? So they're not requiring us to have a master plan then for that.
What I'm having trouble trying to visualize what we would actually be getting. I mean, is it a myriad of different things that we might get for this? So we don't even know.
Well, we're going to have a suggested transportation network, a suggested where water, wastewater assets should go, suggested land use designations for that parcel. For example, I'm only guessing, mm-hmm. but most of the lands around exit 135 would be more oriented towards commercial, retail, industrial uses. As you move north from exit 135, become more housing, residential.
Have you talked to other municipalities that have done this process or have received this grant, and and do you have an idea how it benefited them? Like, how did they use this growth management plan to move forward on any kind of project? What I'm trying to get is, what are we going to get for doing this?
You're going to get an already established street network that's recommended and built in and now becomes a part of the transportation system plan.
But don't we have a transportation plan?
Not for those areas. They're outside the UGB right now, and we're asking for an exception to the rule to master plan those lands outside the UGB.
Outside of our UGB.
Yes, sir.
That we could possibly switch with lands and forest
portions bond. Of it could, but over time, as we assimilate that property and bring it into the UGB, we will already have an updated system transportation plan, where water reservoirs should go, wastewater system services.
So would we
land uses?
Would it be then? Would it just be an amendment to our comprehensive plan at that
That's
point?
Correct. Yes.
So you're basically getting that completed at very little cost to us when
That's
we
correct.
Do the land switch.
Yes, absolutely. Very good question.
Okay, I see the benefit. Okay.
So Jerry, are some of the things in our transportation plan are outdated, and we're probably never going to do them? Would that? Could we take care of that in this? No.
This is isolated on a section of property.
Okay.
Have we looked into the you'd done a had a grant in the original concept was to study the wetlands in the industrial areas because they're not buildable. Mm-hmm. And if we could get those off of our inventory, we might be able to move into areas where we could, you know, find something buildable.
Right, and our plan, and I think it's in the budget, is to still seek $50,000. That's a different grant. That's called a technical assistance grant. And we still intend to move forward on, if you recall, there were three grants that we applied for last year. And DLCD said do the economic opportunity analysis for those. Ultimately, what it turned out is we did analysis on six parcels of land to determine the infrastructure costs, land use, all the works on that. And that really has begun to pay off even right now. They said after that, let's move forward to doing the wetland study. So we will be at some point in this year applying for another $50,000 grant to do wetland study.
So is this grant, is this primarily focused on the west side of the freeway?
That's correct.
Totally.
From Duke south to exit 135.
Mm-hmm.
And the intent is that actually have them pre-plan, and I'm not an engineer, I don't know what you'd call it, but pre-engineer a road like Comstock that would go parallel to the freeway and connect to exit 135. Amongst that would be land uses like multifamily residential, single family residential, mixed use, commercial industrial by the exit, those types of things, and how it interrelates to the other exit and the hopeful new development that's coming on those exit 135 lands that we're working with the developer on.
36.
I'm sorry, 136 lands, yeah. Thank you, Frank.
Was that not, I seem to remember that was all kind of laid out in that several years back in that interchange mapping layout when they were going to change the 136 and extend up the road, frontage road,
this
135.
Is, and of course that's an ODOT thing, and this is going to build right along with that. That's an interchange area master plan.
So they would be involved.
This is an ODOT managed project in partnership with DLCD. Now the technical assistance grant is DLCD only, so that's the difference.
Doesn't the county own some of that land?
Well, I don't think the county owns it, but it's all, of course, outside the UGB and in the county, but I haven't heard that the county owns the land. And by the way, just for you know, when you adopt the budget, we're now moving forward with the county to doing our land use planning. And so they've got all their county staff, and they know all about this project, and they've been working with us and helping us in the grant application, so they understand what their role and responsibilities are in terms of making this work, as well as the other two projects they're working on, which is the mixed use and UGB land swap.
Any more discussion? Go ahead and vote.
Councillor Boggs.
Did we have a motion?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Quite a while ago.
Yeah. My memory fades with time.
Councillor Meyer?
Aye.
Councillor Anderson?
Aye.
Councillor Lazier?
Aye.
Councillor Stone?
Aye.
Councillor Egbert?
Aye.
Mayor McKnight?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Reports. We have wastewater rate update.
Finance Director.
Council asked that I prepare a detailed report of where we are with the wastewater financing and the rate study. I believe the report is pretty it's all inclusive of where we're at to date. And I guess I just open it up for any questions.
So when are we going to try to reform it down to where we're dealing with 5 to 10 price?
Or less.
We want to get the financing in place first, and then we want to move ahead with that. So
we don't have to show them what our income is before we get the financing.
No, and that's why adopting the ordinance was so important before we move forward with the rates.
Right, yeah, I remember that.
And now we have a resolution that's coming up. Sorry, Dan.
It's okay.
We have a resolution that will be coming to you either at the next council meeting or the one after.
The end of the month.
And then once you've done that, we now have the interest rate locked, a loan guaranteed, and then we understand what the dollar amounts are, what the interest rate is, and we have the sub-packages ready to present to the committee. I was going to name the acronym, but Jim won't mind.
So this loan will be for the total amount minus Ford's bond?
That's correct.
Anybody else have any questions?
Are we going to get this done before June 30th?
Winter. It's really out of our hands. It's, you know, with EPA and DEQ to get it.
We did receive EPA.
We did. We just got that today. So that was the one thing that was holding us up. So it's possible
back on track.
What did we receive from EPA?
Just the EPA's review and approval of the environmental.
Oh, the environmental assessment.
That was like the last piece.
Because they're talking about raising interest rates next quarter.
Last we heard from DEQ is they didn't think they were going to move much.
But on that much money, even a little bit, is
it does. I've shown that before. Yeah. It makes a big difference.
Okay, so on to city manager update. Nothing?
Oh, yeah, I will. I'm sorry.
We already passed that.
Well, I think it's important for you to know. If you don't know, our public works shops were broken into, and we were robbed over the weekend with a truck and a trailer and a mower. And
I had somebody from Colorado call and tell me that.
So
I didn't know about it. But,
you have a reward for the return of
stuff. So we've got the police working on it. I wanted to give you that. So you didn't get a call from somebody from Colorado.
I did, honestly. Honest engine.
How that happened.
Mr. Boyd?
No, my brother. Yeah.
What's going on? Did a media release, so I just wanted to let you know that.
It's on Facebook and the website.
Today was family day, so what are you doing?
Okay. City Council business. Remember, monthly time is limited. Please ask questions or make statements that are likely to benefit the group. Individual comments and questions that can be handled on a one-to-one basis should be handled outside the meeting. Councilor Anderson.
Yeah, I want to discuss with the council at some point, and I made mention of this to Jerry in an email, about our ASA that I think we assigned to the county. I don't want to do it. I'd like to have it on either as a workshop or something, but I'd like to discuss it with the council. I think it's a discussion we should have if it's something we want to move towards now or later or what. I've seen updates from the city manager on what could happen in 2018, and then at the last council meeting with the presentation from Bay Cities, it just kind of spurred my interest to the point I did some research, and I want to discuss it as a council instead of just one-on-one. So I'm looking for consensus.
It's already scheduled.
Yeah, it's already
is it?
Yeah,
for a workshop, is it next?
Second meeting in June.
Second meeting in June?
Yeah, the first meeting in June, we're doing a Red Rock Trail presentation to you in terms of a maybe possible workshop. Second meeting in June, Okay. We're going to do a workshop on ESA.
Okay.
Is that okay?
That's
fine.
We
can flip-flop those if you prefer to expedite them.
I'd leave it up for a consensus with the council. I don't want to make that decision, but
okay.
It's up
to... Yeah, whatever you want to do.
I have a question. Well, I mean, the same question he's got is if we decide to do something with the ASA or want to do something with the ASA, it seems to me that it would be more timely to do it sooner than later.
Did you... I looked at the contract. It just looks like we're in the ASA until
2018. So why do it sooner than later?
Yeah.
The contract says we can ask for it back.
I know that, but it doesn't. You don't have to do it until 2018. You can do it. Well,
but if we can get better coverage,
I'm not objecting to what you said. I'm just saying it's not. I have to do by June 30th. Is all I'm saying. It's not. That's not.
Yeah, the likelihood of getting it back before June 18th right. is so remote.
I don't think that's a possibility.
I don't either. But if we went to July 1st and asked for it, and then we were past the deadline. When we lost it, it would be our fault.
No.
There is no deadline.
There is no deadline.
So, Ted, are you confirming that there is no deadline?
Yeah, there is no deadline. We can ask for it back any time before it expires. Now, obviously, you know, if we wait until 2018, the county's probably going to be less likely to want to transfer it back since the ultimate decision is with the county. So I think Frank has a point that, you know, the sooner, if you want to ask for it back, the sooner you do it, probably more sense it makes, but you don't have to do it by July 1st. And in fact, I think as I have advised you, the likelihood of actually doing anything before July 1st is probably very minimal. You have a better chance of after July 1st.
Then it doesn't matter to me when we have that meeting, first or second in June.
Okay, just keep that in mind.
Well, and let me explain why. If you read my weekly report, I did indicate that the mayor and I had planned to do it, and I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor, I didn't talk to you about this, but we did had a construction meeting with Red Rock Trail today, and I think we're going to have, at the next council meeting, solid numbers and timelines and stuff for you to see and understand. But there's no rush to do that either, because when will we be going into construction anyway?
When
will
they be starting construction? Not until the end of July.
So either one can work. That's what was running through my head.
That's like a month or 6 weeks away. So we've been waiting for that.
For two I know you have. So. When I saw they were finally having that construction meeting, that means we've got numbers.
Okay, we're good.
That's it for me.
Councilor Zare.
I agree that we should do it the second meeting in June. So that's all I have.
Okay. Councilor Stone.
And that was one thing I was going to ask him real quick. How are we doing on Comstock? North Comstock? Have we heard anything on it?
No, we have not. We don't know. We do know that the county is moving towards another alternative funding source, but we haven't heard the results of that yet.
Have you been by, since Goodwill's gone into the mall down there, have you been by that intersection?
It's called a parking lot today.
Right.
Yeah, well, it's created quite a lot of traffic. So
it sure has.
Has ODOT been aware of what's going on there? You know, now that we do have a safety issue now that we need either another light there or we're going to have to do something in the plant. Because you can't get in and out. There's going to be a wreck there pretty soon.
You're right. You're right. All I can tell you at this stage, while there's no guarantees, ODOT has said that they'd sit down and agree to work with us at coming up with a plan to resolve the transportation conundrum at the freeway and exit 136. And that's as far as they've gotten so far.
So they still
but they're work. Willing to, where before it was absolutely not. So.
Are they still working with us on a light on the west side?
That's what I'm talking about, yes.
That was it.
Councilor Egbert.
Nothing.
Councilor Boggs.
It's been a while, but I actually drove out the east side of town this weekend, and I didn't realize how deteriorated that section of road is, and especially there's a big old dip in the hole where they're putting in that new store.
Oh, yeah.
Can we not do something about getting them to either fill that in or cover it with a plate or something. I damn near lost my...
I had a complaint about that today, too.
We had several complaints about that. I was complaining myself because I went out there yesterday and fell in it, too. Eric was going to talk to the contractor today. I think Knight Preferler is a subcontractor that's doing that piece. So I'm not sure if they were going to plate it or something, but I don't know if they got it done.
And then I know there's some, I think there's some holes developing in the pavement out that way too. You know, I don't know if it's from the trucks or what, but they're starting to tear the pavement.
That last time we went on that.
That's it, sir.
Okay. Councilor Meyer.
No, nothing.
I just want to give a shout out to the Rotary Club for your circus. That was very well intended. My family went. I've been hearing about the circus a lot, so it was a good thing. I bet, you know, heard from other people that my wife went out with the kids, and so it was very good. I have something about the police, but I'm going to wait until the police chief is here. I have something I'd like to say for them, but I will save that. So that's all I have. Public comment. Purpose of public comment is to allow citizens to present information regarding items off the agenda. A time limit of 3 minutes per citizen shall apply. Happy birthday, Bert.
Bertha Egbert, 1550 South Comstock, Sutherland, and I'm here on behalf of the Douglas County Association of Realtors. We are having a tournament on the 24th of July at the golf course, and it's a benefit concert. We are going to do $1,000 a year for 5 years to the nursing and science building at UCC, and then the balance of what we raise above our expenses is going to go to Special Olympics. And I presented each one of you with a flyer, and I would hope and encourage you to put some teams together and come out and play golf and have fun and help us raise some funds. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's all the forms I had. There was nobody else that wishes to speak on off agenda items. We're adjourned. The council will take a 5 minute break before meeting to an executive session called under ORS 192.660-2F to consider information or records that are exempt by law from public inspection. Representatives of the news media, designated staff are allowed to attend the executive session. All of the members of the audience are asked to leave the room. Yeah. Jeez. Always got to read it. Everybody's watching. Exactly.
Yeah. She must have. Yeah. Oh, wait, no, maybe they're here.
No.
Oh, I just forgot.
I got it, Diane. Don't worry. I got it.
I was giving birth to something back. But thank you, Jerry.
Made it to 7. There it was.
Yeah.
We appreciate that. And I'm just starting.